Hi, this is Ben with the Oakland Church of Christ. This week in our 5-minute Bible messages, we're looking at snapshots of faith. Today I want to look at two people, a mother and a grandmother, who had a great influence for good, even though they're only mentioned very briefly in the Bible. You might turn with me to Acts chapter 16, verses 1 through 5. This is where we first meet Timothy, a young man who would become an important preacher of God's Word. This is the same Timothy who received the letters 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy from the Apostle Paul. Acts 16:1 through 5 is a good place for us to start as we look at a snapshot of the sincere faith of Timothy's mother Eunice and his grandmother Lois. It says, "Paul came also to Derbe and to Lystra. A disciple was there named Timothy, the son of a Jewish woman who is a believer, but his father was Greek. He was well spoken of by the brothers at Lystra and Iconium. Paul wanted Timothy to accompany him, and he took him and circumcised him because of the Jews who were in those places, for they all knew that his father was a Greek. As they went on their way through the cities, they delivered to them for observance the decisions that had been reached by the apostles and elders who were in Jerusalem. So the churches were strengthened in the faith, and they increased in numbers daily." Even though this passage is focused on Timothy, we can learn a few things here about Timothy's mother. First, she is a Jewish woman who believes in Jesus Christ. Next, we learn that her husband is a Greek. And the way this reads implies that he is not a believer in Christ. It says Timothy's mother was a believer, but his father was a Greek. The third thing we learn about Timothy's mother is that her son Timothy is a believer in Christ who has a wonderful reputation. He is well spoken of by the Christians in his area. Apparently, Timothy's mother has shared her faith in Christ with Timothy, without help from Timothy's father. Finally, from this passage, we learn that Timothy begins to travel with Paul, willing to make sacrifices to spread the gospel and strengthen local churches. How did all of this start? Because his mother was a faithful believer in Christ. Now let's look at the other passage that mentions Timothy's mother, and we learn her name here as well as the name of Timothy's grandmother. Turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1. Paul tells Timothy in 2 Timothy 1, "I am reminded of your sincere faith, a faith that dwelt first in your grandmother Lois and your mother Eunice, and now, I am sure, dwells in you as well." As we focus today on Timothy's mother and grandmother, we learn a little bit here about what kind of people they were. They are described as women of faith, sincere faith. Who was first in the faith? Timothy's grandmother Lois. Who was next? Timothy's mother, Eunice. Notice again that Timothy's father is not mentioned as having faith. So the faith began in Timothy's grandmother, Lois. In my family, we had a mamaw Lois very much like Timothy's grandmother. Like my mamaw, Timothy's grandmother, Lois, passed her faith down to her daughter. Eunice passed her faith on to Timothy, who made the faith his own and became a great preacher of the gospel. What are some lessons we can learn from Lois and Eunice and the few verses that mention them? First, as Proverbs 22:6 says, "Train up a child in the way he should go. Even when he is old, he will not depart from it." Lois taught Eunice, who taught Timothy. There are exceptions to this rule, but in general, parents can have a deep and lasting influence on their children for good. It is our responsibility to pass our faith on to our children. Second, a wise and righteous child brings joy to his parents. Proverbs 23:24-25 says, "He who fathers a wise son will be glad in him. Let your father and mother be glad. Let her who bore you rejoice." On the other hand, Proverbs 10:1 says, "A foolish son is a sorrow to his mother." Timothy must have brought great joy to his mother and grandmother by choosing to follow in their steps of faithfulness. The third and final lesson we learn from Lois and Eunice today is that we may never know how far our influence will spread. Timothy preached the gospel of Christ to many people, and it all started with Lois's sincere faith in Christ, then Eunice's sincere faith, and then Timothy's faith. We don't know much about Lois and Eunice, but we know that they taught their children about Jesus. What a beautiful tribute that is to them. Thanks for listening today. Let's share our faith with others whenever we have the opportunity, like Lois and Eunice did. Have a great day from the Oakland Church of Christ in Athens, Alabama.